USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the United States approaches 25 million COVID cases since the beginning of the pandemic, most states are seeing a slow decline in both cases and hospitalizations. New data from the COVID Tracking Project shows that the 7-day average of new cases fell by more than 10% in 44 states over a week ago. Those declines coming as North Carolina becomes the 21st state to detect the presence of the more infectious variant of the coronavirus, first identified in the UK. The FBI has charged a man who called for the assassination of a member of Congress. 34-year-old Garrett Miller of Texas was arrested for taking part in the riots at the U.S. Capitol. Federal investigators also say Miller posted several threats of violence on his social media accounts, including a tweet calling for the assassination of New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After the scrutiny that Georgia's election system came under last year, many have called for changes to the way that Georgia handles absentee ballots. Governor Brian Kemp tells Fox News that he's for a proposal to require photo ID for absentee voters.
We know there's a lot of frustration out there. I think it's incumbent on us as policymakers to listen to people's frustrations, but also at the end of the day, make sure that we have secure, accessible, and fair elections in the state and that people have confidence in that. I believe doing the photo ID requirement on absentee ballots by mail will help accomplish that. But there's many other things that I've been talking to the legislators about that we'll be looking at and debating this year, and hopefully we'll have bipartisan support, because I don't know who would not be for having secure, accessible, fair elections and making it easy to vote and hard to cheat.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Biden unveiled his plan to combat COVID-19 this week, saying he'd move heaven and earth to achieve his goal of administering 100 million vaccines in his first 100 days in office. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that an increase in production could help achieve that goal. He tells MSNBC that the approval of new vaccines will also help speed up the process.
As we get further into the future months, there'll be an escalation of the production and availability of vaccines, including the addition of other companies that have not yet gotten the emergency use authorization that likely will. I don't want to get ahead of the FDA, but, you know, we're waiting on their data. So as you get further and further into this, the kinds of things that the president was talking about was community vaccine centers, a much greater use of the pharmacies, mobile units to get things out. So you're going to see a really revving up of the capability and actually the implementation of getting much larger numbers of people vaccinated. So the goal we have, you know, of 100 million vaccines in the first 100 million days is a laudable goal. I believe we'll be able to do that. But as we get further on into the subsequent months and we get a lot more vaccine available, then you're going to see a much broader approach using these community vaccine centers and pharmacies, et cetera.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.